Is any sick among you? Is there anybody in this room sick today? Anybody? If you're sick today, you come here with a problem, hold up your hand. Okay, you got a problem? Does this fit you? Is any sick among you? Look at this promise. Look at this. Let him call for the elders of the church. Now, who do you think an elder of the church is? Do I fit the criteria as an elder of the church?
Yes.
Absolutely. 71 years old, I guarantee I fit the criteria. I'm an elder of the church. It says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Yes. Now, does that sound very hard?
No.
My part's easy. All I got to do is anoint you with oil. All you got to do is say, I want to be prayed over by faith according to James 5, 14, 15, and 16. And when I'm prayed over by faith, that scripture clearly said, is there any sick among you? That's me. I fit the criteria. I'm sick. I got a problem. Let him call for the elders of the church. I'm calling for the elder of the church to anoint me with oil and pray the prayer of faith for me. And anoint me with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, not the prayer of unbelief, but the prayer of faith. What will the prayer of faith do? It shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, your sins shall be forgiven. That scripture right there guarantee, if you believe God with no doubt in your heart, I don't care what's wrong with you, that scripture will get anybody in this room healed today if you believe God. That's a promise from God. And Titus chapter 1 verse 2 makes this statement. Let's see what that says. Titus 1, 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Can God lie?
No.
Impossible. So if he said, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if his sickness is due to his sin, I, the Lord, will forgive the sin. And I, the Lord, shall raise you up. Now then, you know what we do? We take that verse and we pray. And then I ask you, do you believe you're healed? You say, well, I hope so. Or I'm going back tomorrow and take my chemo treatments. No, you didn't believe God's word. You didn't believe it at all. If you believe that, you would stand on it. Wouldn't you? But if you will stand on God's promises, when you believe with no doubt in your heart, in fact, I will tell you the first time I ever used that verse in James 5, 14, 15, and 16, I was a Sunday school teacher and a deacon in a Baptist church, and I had never seen a healing or a miracle in my life. And there was a 42-year-old man that I thought was one of the best Christians I'd ever met. He came to church every Sunday morning to Bible study. He came to worship service, and he came back on Sunday night. I mean, he was one of the best Christians I had ever seen. Him and his wife, they ate health foods. They rode a bicycle a two-seater bicycle thousands of miles a year, and both of them was in as perfect physical health as any two people I'd ever saw in my life. If you'd asked me, who do you think in this church will live to be 100 years old? I'd have said Ed and Ruthie Brock. That's just the condition they were in. They were perfect, I thought, perfect Christians. But at 42, Ed gets short breath, and he goes into the Louisville hospital, and they check him. And before the day is over, they do exploratory surgery on him. And when they get through with this 42-year-old man and open him up, and they look inside him, do some diagnosis test on everything in him, this was the diagnosis. Stage 4, lymphoma, terminal cancer, in every organ of your body, you have a few weeks to live. And he's 42. Why? I didn't know back in those days. But I went to see him that night. It was a Wednesday. When I came home from an out-of-town trip, and I got home, my wife told me, said, Ed Brock's in the hospital down there at Louisville. You need to go pray for him. I think he got a bad report. I went to see him. When I knocked on his door, his wife comes to the door. I said, Ruthie, how's Ed? She said, Thurman, he's no good. They only give him a few weeks to live. This is clear as a bell. I heard these words. Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I will heal him. That's my first time ever to hear that healing, that voice about healing. I didn't know what it said. So, I didn't know the scriptures. This was in 86. This is only 24, 5 years ago. So as I prayed with her and then left, I'm walking down the corridor of the hospital and I look up and I said, Lord, you didn't... Now this was the fourth time I heard God's audible voice in my life. The fourth time. But only the first time for healing. I looked up and I said, Lord, you didn't hear what she said. She said he has terminal cancer. Some of y'all laughed. You got that. Here I am telling God he didn't hear what she said, like he's hard hearing or something. Is God hard hearing?
No.
No, not at all. But I can just see now the Lord smiling down at me, and he didn't say this, but I can just see him saying, son, when you finally get a hold of who I really am, you won't have any problems of obeying me anymore. But I didn't know who he was very well. Didn't know much about him. So I went home that night and I said, Lord, I know you said test every spirit. I've got to have something in your word that confirms that what I heard you say is in the word. So I go home and I find that James 5, 14, 15, 16. Is any sick among you? Wow, there it is. So I go to see Ed the next Sunday. I sent Ed Brock home to die. I went to see him. I said, Ed, I have a word from the Lord for you. Now, this is not normally what you hear in a Baptist church. Rarely do you hear somebody say, I have a word from God for you. Well, if I have a word out of the word and I read it to him, is it from God? Of course it is. And so I said, Ed, let me read you this scripture in James 5, 14, 15, 16. And I read those scriptures to him. He said, now, Thurman, I've been in church all of my life. I've been in Sunday school all of my life. I have never heard that verse preached on or taught on in church in my entire life. He said, if a promise that powerful still worked today, you know, somebody would teach us this stuff. Do you believe God's word still works today?
Yes.
I do too. But Ed couldn't believe it. So he wouldn't. I finally told him, I said, Ed, I didn't know it was in there either, but I said, God spoke to me and told me to tell you to do this and he would heal you. He said, now you're telling me you heard God's voice? I said, yes. He said, Thurman, you must think I'm crazy. Well, see, we don't believe God talks to people anymore. Most of us, or some of us, have never heard God's audible voice. But some of us have. In fact, let me ask the question. Who in here has ever heard God speak to you? You know it was God speaking to you. See, their hands all over the place. See, God does speak to his children, doesn't he?
Amen.
Sure he does. And some of them he speaks bold and profound, and you know it was God. And you really know it was God. And you know, you when you have God speak, you say, you do that one more time, I'm going to kill you. Whoa, well, that'd get a man's attention, won't it? You know, I've had guys tell me that. God told me, you do that one more time, and I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut your life away. Whoa. And they just don't believe that's God. But it is God. But anyway, I went back to Ed Brock 3 times in the next 2 weeks as he's in and out of the hospital trying to get him to believe James 5, 14, 15, and 16. And finally, the last time I left him, I said, Ed, when you go home, you read those scriptures out loud over and over and over till faith comes. Romans 10, 17 says faith comes by hearing the word of God. What did it say? Reading it? No, it comes by hearing it. So when you read it out loud. And so faith comes by hearing. And so Ed began to read those verses. And finally, Monday night of the 3rd week, he called me and said, Thurman, I'm 42 years old. I am too young to die. I don't want to die. I want to live. So he said, but I'm too weak to call anybody but you. He said, if you'll call some of the men and have them meet us up at the chapel at Lakeland in 1 hour at 7 o'clock, he said, we will pray over my situation. That morning, I'd stopped by the grocery store and got a bottle of olive oil. A little bottle, looked like a Coke bottle, about that tall, had it in a bag. And I walked in there, and Ed come in, and he says, what do you got in that sack? I said, a bottle of olive oil. He said, where did you get it? I said, at the grocery store. He said, you ever done this before? I said, no. He says, oh, great. Here I am with stage 4 lymphoma cancer, and you got a bottle of olive oil from the grocery store, and we think I'm going to get healed. How much faith did he have? Not much, did he? But at least he showed up. That was a little. And I said, well, Ed, he said, what do you want me to do? I said, well, just sit down there and take your shirt off, and I'm going to pour some of this oil on you and start rubbing it in. I had never done this before, you know. And I remember where they said they anointed David with oil, poured it on his head. It ran down his beard and all over. So I thought, well, I'll just anoint him with oil. Took the lid off, started pouring it on him. And as it run down his back, I'm rubbing it in, and we're all praying. In that Baptist church, there was 28 men showed up to pray for Ed Brock that Monday afternoon in less than just a few minutes' time of phone calls. 28 men came and prayed. None of us had ever seen a healing. None of us had ever seen a miracle. Not one of us. We prayed for Ed Brock. 2 hours. Longest prayer meeting I'd ever been in. And we got up and left. And Ed went out just as weak as he came in. And 2 or 3 weeks went by, and I didn't hear from Ed. And finally, I went to church one Sunday about 3 weeks later, and he was there. I said, Ed, how are you doing? He said, Thurman, it's just almost unbelievable. He said, you know that thing that was all over my body? I went to the doctor this last week, and they checked me, and they say, they don't understand. This thing appears to be going away. It took 6 months. Ed Brock's cancer went totally away, and that was in 1986, and today Ed Brock has never had a reoccurrence of cancer. But now, the question was, why? Why? I mean, he was a good Christian, come to church every time the door was open on Sunday. So he asked me the question, why do you think this wasting disease came up on me? I said, Ed, I don't have a clue. I mean, I'm just getting started in this stuff. I don't know why sickness and disease comes. I said, I believe if you'll ask God, he'll show you. So he prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, show me why this wasting disease came upon me. And so he opened his Bible, he laid his Bible down, and it just fell open. And it fell open to Psalms 106. I want you to see what it says, Psalms 106. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Have You Prayed Yet? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.